The Foreign Minister, Maurice Payne, is likely to face fresh questions in Beijing today about the blocking of another major Chinese investment in Australia. Her arrival in the Chinese capital was being seen as a sign that Australia's relationship with its biggest trading partner was getting back on track after more than a year of political tension. China correspondent Bill Birtles reports from Beijing.
Maurice Payne arrived late last night into the cold of Beijing's autumn, seeking to end the big chill. For well over a year, Australian ministerial visits, including those of her predecessor Julie Bishop, were delayed or scuttled by China's government. Angry about the tone of public discussion in Australia about Chinese Communist Party influence, Professor Chen Hong from East China Normal University says Beijing has noticed a recent change in tone from Australia's political leaders.
Even before, you know, Malcolm Turnbull left his office as Prime Minister, he gave that speech indicating a kind of like a willingness to reset the bilateral relations. And then, of course, Bill Shorten made that speech at the Law Institute, also, you know, expressing, you know, this willingness to make improvements on bilateral relations. And then Scott Morrison gave that speech at the Asia Society. So all those speeches and gestures are very, you know, proactive and very positive.
While the tone may have changed, the sticking points remain. Just as Maurice Payne was flying to China, the Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, announced he'll likely block a $13 billion Chinese-led takeover of Australia's largest gas pipeline business. It comes just months after the government scuttled Chinese telco Huawei's plans to build part of the 5G network. Analyst Jia Qingguo from Peking University says Chinese leaders believe their companies are being unfairly targeted.
If we continue to have a prosperous economic relationship, we need to have some kind of basic trust with each other. I mean, you can take security measures, but to lock commercial transactions is quite difficult to understand here.
Friction could also emerge about China's program to lock up hundreds of thousands of Muslims without charge in the country's far west. In the past year, three Australian citizens were temporarily detained in what Beijing describes as vocational training centres for people at risk of extremism. Former detainees and human rights groups describe them as political indoctrination prisons for ethnic minorities. And Maurice Payne has indicated she'll raise Australian concerns. Jia Qingguo.
I think it's understandable if you raise the issue in private, but to make it a big issue in public would be considered as a kind of affront to Chinese sovereignty.
Overall, though, both sides are looking to put their differences aside. This week, Australian businesses signed $15 billion worth of deals and MOUs at a major trade fair in Shanghai. China's seeking as many friends as possible amid its trade war with the US. This is Bill Birtles in Beijing, reporting for AM.